So, I'm on a boat in a lake somewhere in Macedonia, not far outside Skopje. It's fun, isn't it?
Yes. It's
gorgeous. Beautiful. If this isn't the only thing you've seen from this trip, then hopefully you'll have seen pictures and video. But I'm not sure. Can you describe what we can see from here?
Pure epicness.
Pure epicness. Epicness in the form of trees and rocks. It's a valley, a river valley, cut through a canyon, in fact. Good word. It's always nice when people for whom English is a second language correct me on mine and are more clever than I am. That's always helpful. it's beautiful. It's cut through granite, I guess, the rock, covered in trees. It's so, so beautiful. Just mind-blowingly gorgeous.
And from time to time, there are little houses on the side of the river. So it's like awesome. Somebody really lives here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There were summer houses, and we saw a disused restaurant. Someone had actually thought to build a restaurant on the bank of the river. It's kind of amazing.
The 3 months. Yeah, the best part.
Really? Of the whole 3 months of the EEC project?
Yes. It's first the morning with the kids in the school. The experience is amazing. I really enjoy.
Do you want to tell us about so why are we going into a school?
Why?
Yeah.
Good question. Empowering the kids and sharing experience and tell about what I have been doing projects. So, but then you go there and you learn more than you teach or show. You have been teachers about Macedonia, why they are proud of being Macedonian. So it's really good to see the country from his point of view.
So what was your project? What have you been to spend the last 3 months doing?
Good question. I've been doing a project with a partner I found in Hub Helsinki. It's a therapist. She has a program to teach parents to understand more the kids, their kids. Yeah. So we have been organized training for parents and teachers or the person who like work with kids and a workshop with kids to discover how they be able to be ourselves, to how they can show through the art therapy or workshop with photography, cartoons or painting.
Okay.
And they can show for the parents, we are planning an exhibition in the end of the project, so they can show through the works they have been doing how what they like show for the parents, what the point of view, feeling.
So were you telling the kids in the Macedonian school about the project?
No, actually I didn't have time because we have tight day, we are planning activities with. They are sharing the idea, so they really enjoy, after the time was over, they really enjoy talking with us about Macedonia. So yeah, they are more to listen than to tell us. They enjoy sharing their opinion about the EU, the point of view, what they believe or not.
Yeah,
they are very smart guys.
Was that, yeah. I guess, because you're originally from Brazil, yes?
Yes.
So that must give you yet another perspective on this, as someone from outside the EU.
Yeah, for me it's a good learning about geography and history, because in Brazil it doesn't have too deep study about EU and the country, so it's a very general studies. And here I have been learning through these projects local ideas. So
it's amazing that the whole Empowering European Citizens project has launched. It's a project in 11 countries, is that right?
Yes, 11.
And apparently 4,000 people have been involved across all of the projects, which is a staggering figure.
Yeah.
And the last 3 days have been about reporting back, about looking at the learning, at the experience, what worked, what didn't, and planning for the future. And it's been amazing. And we get rewarded with this boat trip down one of the most beautiful bits of natural scenery I've ever seen anywhere. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and it's interesting to see, because the module 2, the facilitators create a method about boat trip.
Yeah.
We are in journey, doing a trip together.
Yeah.
So they are practicing now.
It's great, it's been amazing, and hopefully I'll get some more stories for you later on.
Yeah.